I'm here with Marcus Anderson with Activision here at CES.
Rio, Las Vegas.
Marcus, how's it going, man?
Dude, I am feeling great, brother. How about you, man?
Doing all right, man. Just trying to soak CES in, try to get as much gaming in as possible.
Dude, there is a lot to see here, man. But I got to tell you, the feature attraction is laying right over to our right over there in Guitar Hero 2 for Xbox 360.
Now, what exactly do you do with Activision?
My job is to take the music that I help select for the game and then go across to the other side of the bay in Fremont, which you're familiar with the Bay Area. You know where Fremont is. That's a studio called Wave Group Sound, where we record all the music for the game.
Now, Guitar Hero 2 is a hugely successful and popular game.
Thank you.
I saw this here at the 360 booth. It's not out yet, or when is it coming out for the 360?
I think we have a scheduled release date for somewhere around March, but an exact date is yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. We're just making sure that everything is right before we launch yet another version on the world here.
Right, right.
Because this one's got extra stuff this time around.
What's the difference between the Guitar Hero 2 for the 360 as opposed to the PS2?
That's a good question. 360 has some new features. We have 10 new songs. We have, to be honest with you, dude, when you see it, it's like looking through something for the first time, man. It's unbelievable the way the graphics come out. The star power meter actually looks like it's liquid. There is some sick features that I can't even begin to describe over a podcast, but I can tell you that you will not be disappointed when it hits your stores very soon.
For those who don't know about Guitar Hero 2, probably very few people who don't, but for those who don't,
I don't know where you are if you don't. but basically, you're a rock star, man, and you strap on the little guitar and suspend disbelief, and then you turn into a rock god. Basically, it's a rhythm game, so you're activating the guitar parts at a specific point in the song, which requires you to hit the strum bar and any combination of buttons, and the rest is just pure rock and roll fantasy, man. There's all kinds of things going around. There's new venues, all new camera directions, all new lighting schemes. The characters got reskinned. Some of them have new tattoos. Some of them underwent liposuction, like Axel Steele's legs, I don't know. They just look good. Man, the whole game just looks better. It looks sicker. It feels faster. And not to mention the new songs. We have some new stuff. But the hammer-ons and pull-offs are completely reinvented. And man, is it badass.
Now you're talking songs here.
Yeah.
What songs are included in this version?
Yeah, we have some new ones out. We're going to preview a new Pearl Jam song. We have a Pearl Jam song. We have Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer. Mm-hmm. We've got Dead by My Chemical Romance, which is an original master track. We have Salvation by Rancid. We have Billion Dollar Babies by Alice Cooper. And we have one more that is just so awesome to tell you would melt this mic down to a nub. So we're gonna have to wait for that last one. But
come on, you can tell me, man.
Dude, it's the big one. Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The band has vowels in its letter. That's pretty much all I can say right now.
There you go. We'll leave that up to our listeners to
figure
that
out. They'll figure it out. They'll be on the message board searching out bands with vowels in it.
Now, how much is this game gonna cost for?
This one, I'm not sure. I don't have the, I don't really decide the pricing on it. If it was up to me, man, I'd make it relatively, inexpensive. But I think it's going to be commensurate with some of the other versions that you see out there. Probably not going to be any more expensive than your average 360 game. Now, bundled together, who knows? But like I said, we're going to try to keep it reasonable, and we're just going to try to make it as accessible as possible.
Any differences between the 360 guitar and the PS2 version?
Oh, big time, man. The 360 guitar is actually modeled after a Gibson Explorer. Mm-hmm. It's got that creamy white Microsoft color that everybody's familiar with. And, it rocks. It feels faster. The neck's a little bit quicker. The strum bar's a little bit, a little bit softer. You're not hearing so much click and clang when you play.
Right.
You're just getting pure rock feedback coming out of the speakers, man.
Cool, man. How's the turnout been for Guitar Hero 2 here at CES so
far?
Wow.
You know what? We've been mobbed. And it's crazy. It's overwhelming. But it feels right. You know what I mean? It's like you're in a band that's exploding all over the world. And you're just trying to soak it all in because it's happening so quick and try to enjoy it. So I'm proud as hell to be part of something that people enjoy so much and have rocked so many millions of kids.
Guitar Hero is an innovative game, probably one of the best games of 2006, and then in 2007 with the 360.
Yeah.
It's good to see, because I'm a 360 owner.
I am too.
And it's good to see Guitar Hero 2 become available for those 360
Absolutely.
Owners.
It was only a matter of time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And once it does come out, it's, like I said, it's everything I said and then some, dude.
Last question for you, Marcus.
No
Guitar Hero 3. Is that going to come out anytime soon?
Oh, dude. GH3, man. Let's just say what we have in the work for GH3 is not only going to pummel your mind, it's going to blow your brain into a ball of green goo coming out your ears that you're going to have to stuff in with a free hand if you're not playing Guitar Hero 3 already, man. So,
any chance Wii owners will get into the game?
You know what? As long as we can get Wii Man to be our spokesperson, we'll do it.
There you go. Marcus, appreciate the time. Thanks for the podcast.
Anytime,
Rio. And I want to see you rock out, man. I want to see you rock out.
Let's go rock out, man.
All right. Here we go.